Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our little sidebar examination here of Elijah. We're in 1 Kings chapter 18. We looked at the first few verses in the last episode. Remember what brought us here? We saw in the fifth chapter of James how the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, accomplishes a lot. There's a lot of things that occurs like that. And Elijah was used as an example. And the first thing we saw in James was it said that Elijah is a man just like us. Okay, just like us, same physical desires, same everything, same emotions, same. He's like us. And so I thought it'd be worth our time to go back and see. Well, that's what we've been looking at in recent episodes. Now, what we saw in the last time together was after a lot of days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah and said, now, go show yourself to Ahab. Well, at the same time, we saw something else was going on. Ahab had gone to Obadiah and said, you know, we got to go out and find some water somewhere. If we don't, we're going to lose the horses. We're going to lose the mules. And I don't have to start killing the cattle because of this. And so they divided themselves up. This is verse 6, 1 Kings 18. They divided themselves up between the land to go out to survey it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. Now, verse 7 says this. Now, as Obadiah was on the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he recognized him and fell on his face and said, is this you, Elijah, my master? So here Obadiah is. He's out searching the land for water, for any kind of spring, for anything they can find, for any green grass especially, because the animals were just withering away. And as he's going along, all of a sudden, he encounters Elijah. Well, why is that? Well, what we saw. The Lord had told Elijah to go present himself to Ahab. Elijah was in the process of doing that. So verse 8 says this. Elijah said to Obadiah, it is I. Go say to your master, that's Ahab, go tell him, behold, Elijah is here. And you think, well, this would be great because God has told Elijah that he needs to go before Ahab and he's presenting himself. Watch what happens. Absolute panic with Obadiah. Verse 9, 1 Kings 18. Obadiah said, what sin have I committed that you are giving your servant into the hand of Ahab to put me to death? Now, why would this bring forth the death of Obadiah? Well, it actually gives us insight into what was going on and what had been happening. Remember earlier when I mentioned that Ahab had been searching all over the place for Elijah? Well, the scripture didn't say that. We could have inferred it, you know, but no, we don't want to do that. What does the word say? Well, here we have some verification of that. And Obadiah knew it. And Obadiah knew that Ahab was absolutely furious. Look at what it says in verse 9. Obadiah said, what sin have I committed that you're giving your servant into the hand of Ahab to put me to death? Verse 10, as the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my master has not sent to search for you. And when they said he's not here, he made the kingdom or nation swear that they could not find you. He had sent to every one of the neighboring nations and countries searching for Elijah. And then when they said he wasn't there, he made them swear that they could not find him. And so he was quite put out by this. He's quite perturbed by it. Well, you think, well, shouldn't Ahab be excited now? Well, so what's the problem? Verse 11. And now you are saying, go say to your master, behold, Elijah's here. So Obadiah is saying, hey, we've looked everywhere for you. And all of a sudden I'm out here and you appear. Now you want me to go back? Well, again, what's the problem? Because Obadiah knew the Most High God, and he knew how God moved in Elijah's life. Watch this, 1 Kings 18, 12. This is Obadiah speaking. It will come about when I leave you that the Spirit of the Lord will carry you where I do not know. So when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find you, he will kill me, although I, your servant, have feared the Lord from my youth. And we saw that about Obadiah earlier. We're about to see some more just a moment about that, what he had done. But he'd feared the Lord from my youth, which means from the time that he had reached adulthood, from the time that he was young, when he became adult, he became accountable. He feared the Lord. What he feared now is that if when he goes and tells Ahab that the Spirit of the Lord will pick up Elijah and either instruct him to go somewhere or literally translate him somewhere, and when they come back to where Elijah was, that he won't be there. Okay? Apparently, there had been some false rumors. Can you imagine? And you know the frustration when you can't find something, you can't find something. And so Obadiah thoroughly expected to be killed, even though he was the leader within the kingdom. So verse 13, Obadiah is still speaking. Has it not been told to my master what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord, that I hid 100 prophets of the Lord by 50s in a cave and provided them with bread and water? So now he's terrified. He's defending himself. He said, don't you know that I fear the Lord since my youth? Don't you know that I've actually laid my neck on the line right here and protected these prophets? And now you want me to go back and tell him, oh, yeah, I ran into Elijah down there. Why don't you come meet him? He says he'll kill me. Verse 14. And now you're saying, go say to your master, behold, Elijah is here. He will then kill me. Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts lives before whom I stand, I will surely show myself to him today. So Elijah was saying, hey, don't worry, I'm going to do this. Verse 16. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, is this you, you troubler of Israel? So he's blaming Elijah for the fact that it hadn't rained for 3 years and 6 months at this point in time. He did not refuse to believe the word of the Lord that it was his fault. Verse 18. He said, Elijah said, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, because you've forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and you have followed the Baals. Verse 19. Now then, send and gather to me all Israel at Mount Carmel, together with 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of the Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table. The Lord had told him what to do. There was a plan developing. How much of this did Elijah know all the way through? I don't know. Okay. But I do know that he knew this right here. And he told Ahab forthrightly. He had a word for him. He says, no. I'm not the one who's troubled. You are the one that's troubled. And here's why. It's because you forsook the commandments of the Lord and you have followed after the Baals, the Baals, okay, the false gods. You have pursued those, which are false gods, but not really false gods. They are other divine beings, okay? They're other divine beings, but they're not the most high God. So Elijah tells him, point blank, here's what we need to do. You send and you gather all of Israel at Mount Carmel. Get everybody together. This is not going to be done hidden. Get the 450 prophets of Baal. Get those 400 prophets of the Asherah, the ones that eat around Jezebel's table. Bring them down there. Something is about to happen. I tell you what, folks, the same thing is occurring with us right now, the same type of thing. There's a stirring afoot to where what we see is going to happen, these prophets, is happening. The false prophets are being exposed, whether they be false prophets within the religious realm or false prophets within political realms, okay? The false prophets that deceive mankind are being exposed. And those who know their God, Daniel says this, are doing and are going to do mighty, mighty things and shine as the stars in the firmament. The question for us is, do you really know the Most High God? Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you next time.